Welcome back to the Just Got Laid podcast.
Now, this week we have two special guests, Kane from Kane is Able and Be Easy, a returnee from DJ Blaze radio show podcast.
And we will be discussing non-negotiables.
And also, does a man have to love a woman more for it to work out? Probably not the episode you want to listen to in front of your kids. But tune in after this break.
Hey.
Say, man, how often do you have a podcaster or a podcast show that you love to listen to, but you ain't always interested in what the hell they talking about? Well, over here at the Kane is Able podcast, brought to you by the Crux Media Group, I want you, the listeners, to tell us what you want to hear, how you want to hear it, and tell us what to discuss and what would you usually be scared to discuss amongst you and your people. Simple and plain. I can do it. You know why? Because Kane is Able. Send us your questions and your topics to the Kane is Able pod at gmail.com. Again, Kane is Able pod at gmail.com. Catch us every Wednesday wherever you get your podcast. Let's go, people.
Welcome, welcome. We are back. Just Got Laid podcast. Lay T, hey girl, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah. This week just is just
Why?
It's just been one of those. It's been a lot going on.
We all have them.
Hey, but we got an interesting fella in the building with us today. We got two of them, actually. Just one is a little wilder than the other. So we got where I started from. You know, you always got to go back to your roots. They got Kane. Kane is Able in the building.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I came to get laid. So make sure you put it on me.
Shut up. Anyway, and then we got Be Easy to the right of me.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, from DJ Blaze radio show
podcast.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yeah, at least she said yours.
She said yours?
No, she said Kane is Able, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, Kane is Able podcast.
You,
I apologize.
You were just telling them that I'm able.
Oh, I'm so sorry, y'all. Kane is Able podcast. Now, we know B's sign because he went through so much last time being such a headache, such a Leo. So, Kane, we already know your name, so tell me your sign.
What's the sign for people born in February?
Aquarius
and yep. Pisces.
Okay, the beginning of February 2nd.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're Aquarius.
No.
February 2nd is Aquarius.
I thought it was still Capricorn.
No, Capricorn is at the beginning of January.
She oh, okay. on the new stuff, though.
Right. So, she's right. Listen to her.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're an Aquarius, sir.
Okay.
Is that good or bad?
That's not bad.
It's my mom's an Aquarius. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
She's a little crazy at times.
She's single?
No, she's not. She's very much married. Been married for 20-something years.
No. Might be getting born.
Hey. Anywho.
Might need some spice.
Yeah, I wasn't going to respond to that. I'm glad you did. Like, anyway. So, speaking of that, seeing how he said may get boring, does a man have to be more in love with a woman for it to work?
Who we starting with?
Shoot, let's start with B, to the right of me. We're going to go that way.
Yep. The man got to be more in love.
Give us more details. Why?
Why do you think that?
Because he going to do I forgot. He gonna do everything he she need. If the woman loved the man more, especially in the beginning, he might take advantage of it, and it'll throw the balance off.
Mm-hmm. But there is no balance if the man has to love her more. There's no balance.
No, but it's like certain things men supposed to do, and women not supposed to do, like
court.
Financially,
oh, yeah, court,
even that type of shit.
Oh, shit.
Courting, all that kind of stuff.
He called this shit.
I told y'all he wild. Hey, Lakes.
I think so. I think the man definitely has to be attracted and in love more in order to stay committed, I guess, or stay doing the right thing instead of seeking something else because, you know, men love the thrill of the chase.
All right. Okay. You got something you want to say, Kay?
I don't think men have to love women more. I think it's got to be more tolerable.
Okay. Ooh, explain what you mean by that.
Huh?
The man got to be more tolerable?
Yeah. Because, you know, a woman going to expect a whole lot more out of the man than the man going to expect out of her.
Mm-hmm.
So, he going to fall short a couple times. She going to talk shit. So, he got to be able to tolerate that.
They'll tolerate all the talking.
Yeah, that's straightening. That's straightening. Because he already got to do three times more than what she's expected to do. He got, like you said, he got to court. He got to do finances. He got to damn provide. He got to protect. He got to fertilize her sperm. I mean, her eggs. You know what I'm saying? He got to have a 12-inch dick.
Oh, my God.
He got to have his own car. He got to have a 700 credit score.
Nobody said that.
He got to have his own house.
Well, the credit score, but no one said that.
He can't have no kids.
Okay, no one said that.
He got to be taller than 6 foot. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't say that. I like my man short.
Men walk in the door with all these already prerequisites that they got to check these boxes on.
I'm toxic. I like my men short just so I could talk about how short they are. I'd be like, shut up with your short.
And he got to be able to tolerate that.
Yeah. Because I have a smart mouth.
And he would have to love you more than you love him and to be able to take all that shit. Because if not, he'll leave you real quick.
Not really.
I ain't got to take this shit. I got more women.
Me, I think it's a no for me. I don't think a man has to love a woman more for the relationship to work. I think both people have to be in it for it to work. But that was the question. Do you think a man has to love a woman more? I said no.
You but you said in order for him to be in it. That's two different things. So like the woman can love the man 40%, the man can love her 60%.
I don't think they have to love each other more because I've had a dude love me more and it still didn't work.
I didn't like it.
It was overbearing.
What was overbearing?
Everything about it.
So you could love a man and stay with him if his sex bad?
No.
Okay. So I don't want to know. I just want to see if he's going to lie from a couple months back.
No, I mean, I've already made that clear. I can't do that. Tried, can't do it. But seriously, like, I don't think that a man has to love a woman more for it to work. I know that's like the thing now. Everyone thinks that, a man just has to adore a woman more for it to work. But no, because I've had men adore me and it did not work.
You just didn't like that dude, though.
It did not work.
Yeah, that's really what it is. I liked them, but it became overbearing.
I didn't like it.
If it was something, nah, you ain't like him then.
But if it was from someone that you really liked, yeah. I get that.
If somebody you like, he applying pressure. If somebody you ain't really attracted to, he's been aggravating.
Sexual harassment.
Facts. That's where I was going next.
No.
If your work crush give you a compliment at work, but like a sleazy one, you be like, oh, boy, stop playing.
Stop playing.
But if that ugly dude that sit in the corner with them fucked up teeth give you that same, exact same compliment,
you going straight to HR.
To my, this man been bothering me. I think he followed me to my car.
No, I'm pulling my pistol out on him.
Yeah.
Not true, because I've actually had a good looking dude and an ugly dude, and I treat them both the same. Like, I don't date nobody I work with, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and it's deeper than attraction for us anyway.
No, it's not.
I can't really agree what you were saying, Kane, because it's a lot of niggas out here being taken care of. So when you say he has to have the credit score, the money, this, it's a lot of niggas who don't have that, and it's women that, willing.
See, everything you speak on is after the fact. We done got to know each other. We done got to see what it is that got going on. But initially, on the scene, publicly, it's been proven. If you go on right there on social media, it's a fucking prerequisite of 90 items for the man and 3 items for the woman. Now, y'all got what y'all want in the man. But once y'all, you know what I'm saying, start getting cordial and really learn each other's background, and yeah, he might be ugly, but he got his shit together. Yeah, he might do got a little dick, but goddamn, motherfucker got a 720 credit score and can get you whatever the fuck you want.
Hey, hold up. Go back. No.
That's something y'all think.
Nah, I just go with what I see women say on social media daily.
You can build credit. You cannot grow that. Once it's short, it's short. Go on to the next one, Kane. Can't agree with you there.
No. Well, I'd have had women say it was too big, and they don't like it because it's too big. So what y'all want?
Y'all have certain things about the vagina that y'all don't like either.
Vagina's a vagina.
Or maybe you the wrong person.
Vagina's a vagina.
All that shit be talk. All
niggas talk about how bacon lips and all that shit. They don't give a fuck about none of that. They gonna stick it.
Niggas, all you need to do for a vagina is be warm and moist.
Mm-hmm.
And all we need baby is milk. In and out.
Yep.
Yikes.
That's it. We ain't too particular. That's all it takes.
I told y'all I ain't a wild boy.
I'm an honest boy. I'm telling y'all what niggas really want to say, but they scared they're gonna turn y'all off or decrease their chances of being successful with y'all. I don't give a fuck. I had enough sex in my life with enough women, because I'm not gay, to where I can be honest with what men really think and talk about. So that's what it is.
Tell me this: do you believe a woman when she says, like, if all you want to do is have sex, say that? Do you believe she means that?
No, I don't believe women when they say that. When I see it on social media, I'd be like, girl, stop crying.
I done did it.
It always turn.
I'd be like, girl, stop crying. Because literally, all you're doing
just
is
just tell me the truth. Tell me what you really want. Hey, man, I just want to fuck you every now and then. I got an old lady.
That's
you
all
was
you
a dog ass nigga, and all you want to do it, and you a cheating ass.
No, that's different. If you're with somebody,
don't ask for the truth if you don't want it.
No, I'm saying, let's say you were single, and so was she, but she doesn't want anything serious. She just wants to have sex from time to time.
But see, she don't want you to tell her that, even though she asked you that. She don't want you to tell her that. You could be single and say, yeah, baby, right. I just want to fuck like every other week.
I'm with him on that one. Yeah. I haven't seen too many girls cry. And they be on social media.
What's crazy, I seen more women accept the fact that a man in a relationship was honest with them more than a single nigga that was honest with them. You know why? Because they can respect the fact that you're not single and you were honest with them up front and gave them the opportunity to accept whether or not they want to deal with this, whatever this is y'all gonna be. A single nigga coming straight and be like, yeah, I just want to fuck him in there. I want nothing serious. Da, da, da. She look at that nigga as a nigga that he ain't got no stability in life. He ain't got no path in life. He don't want shit in life but pussy.
If she's looking for more, she's looking at that deep.
If she's looking for more, she wouldn't have said, tell me what you really want. She know what a nigga gonna say.
It's not true for everybody, y'all.
It's not. It's an exception to everyone.
8 out of 10.
Yeah, 8 out of 10.
I guess.
And you talking to two niggas that talk to men. I mean, women. My bad.
Whoa, God damn, yeah. Bro. You slipping
really
up.
Really going
my bad. But yeah.
They say nothing happens by accident. So.
Don't try to put my boy. Don't try to put my boy in the trick bag. Nah, I was just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
I ain't worried about it.
Because if I would have said it.
I'm trying to be PG-13 on this show.
No, because if I would have said it, Kane would have got all down my throat. Like, Kane would have been, shut up, Kane. Shut up, Kane.
Let's not bring up the past.
If I would have said never, ever. I ain't never slept with Kane. Don't let Kane lie to y'all.
Hey, you better get your jabs in while you can, because I'm going to get mine.
Listen, yeah, Kane be hitting Lobo.
No.
Pause. You got to pause that.
Watch it,
Lacey. You don't have to be PG-13 on here. Stop.
Yeah. I want you to be yourself.
I was suspended for 2 weeks because of my mop. Pause.
Hey, yo. My man. My man.
Well, he was suspended for real?
Probably.
No, he just ain't came.
All I'm saying, y'all, is I've been approached by a man, a very attractive man, to just have fun from every now and then, right?
I have too.
And I was with it because I did not want anything serious.
I wasn't.
He caught feelings.
I'm not saying that don't happen. What I'm saying is if a woman asks for that, what it is that we gonna be or what it is that you want in the beginning, we can handle that. But a woman asking a man, we would love for y'all to just tell us, hey man, I just want some fun here and there. That's an easy answer for us as men, but y'all women may sugarcoat it or dress it up that y'all want to know the truth, but a lot of y'all can't handle the truth. And if you can at that point, if he's really putting it down once y'all start having fun, then yeah, most times it are the women that catch feelings, but sometimes it is some tender dick niggas out there.
Not tender.
That can't handle some good twat and some good ramen noodles.
Or maybe he just really grew to like that.
There's nothing. And anytime I've ever been in a situation like that, I told her, I said, whatever it grow to be or flow into, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Okay, I can respect that.
So you was tender dick at the time then?
Nah, I was medium hard.
What?
And then we got to the bridge, whoever was catching the feelings, whether it was me or her, now we got to have a discussion.
Okay. You ever caught the feelings?
Once, yeah. No, twice. Twice.
Okay, good.
Twice. Yeah.
At least he honest.
Yeah, twice. No, I'm saying because when y'all just having fun and there's no expectations, shit can be fun and cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that sneaking around phase make it real
we
fun.
Cooking.
Nah,
like,
I ain't got time for that.
Nah, it ain't even really sticking around because we done went to the bar and shit together. Don't nobody know we got nothing going on, but we at the bar together buying drinks and we just know we got to get drunk, fucked up, then we go home, it's going to be nasty.
I don't know. Me?
But in a relationship, it's like the same shit every day. It's like a work schedule.
Exactly. That's why I said I was okay.
But when y'all having that fun, you don't know when this nigga want to pop up. You don't know when she want to pop
around,
up.
Don't nobody know y'all.
Spontaneous.
Yeah, it's real spontaneous.
Go to another town.
Yeah.
Stay in Orangeburg. Go to Charleston. Yeah. Don't nobody know you. Shoot that sneak around fun. Shoot, have sex in the car.
You know what I'm saying? And I think
bruh,
too old for that. That was the high
school. Stop lying,
man.
Just have sex in the car.
You too old for
man,
that.
Listen,
yes.
I had a motherfucker hit me up and say, where you at? I said, I'm in the club. She said, which one? I tell which one. She said, I'm about to be outside. You got 10 minutes. Yeah, yeah.
I got 10 minutes for some head, but I ain't about to.
That's in the car.
No, I'm talking about
in the club?
Sex intercourse. I can't, no.
You, but you're just saying that because
but
I'm sure.
The thing, like,
the erotic
in my car?
Yeah. That should be fire as hell.
Man, drop that top.
I'm gonna have to open it up.
I love to say that.
Drop that top, open the trunk.
We're gonna stand in the seats, must be goddamn.
Shoot. She might just get on you and just start.
Yeah,
riding,
and keep honking the horn because a bat hitting the motherfucker.
Yeah, like,
I'm sorry,
like you're not even thinking about all that.
I get wrong.
And also too, when y'all are just doing the fun thing, I think things are appreciated more. Like that trip.
During the fun
stage,
that trip.
Because when you're in a relationship, it's almost expected. Like, okay, yeah, you took me to fucking Charlotte. Ooh.
But that's oh, the thank,
oh, Valentine's Day. You got me some card. You got me a card and some, ooh. But that person you just having fun with, any little thing, you can bring my fucker a 10 piece and you know they only want goddamn flats fried hard and they gonna act like you just goddamn re-signed the Constitution.
Yep.
But a person you with in a relationship, like, that shit is expected. Oh, wow.
They expected because they made it that way, though. Next. Like, y'all made it boring. So
who, y'all who?
The people in the relationship.
That's what we saying.
Okay. That's why you keep your relationship.
And that's where the tolerability come in. That's a Cainism. Make sure you write that down for me.
You book. Write it down.
Okay, so
that's where the tolerability comes in.
Since we're talking about all of that, let's move into our next topic.
Y'all so the non-negotiables. So like, in order to get into a relationship, they have to make it past your non-negotiables, even friends or family.
Right.
Mm. Like, to in order to keep that relationship with you open, they have to make it past that stage where they did not cross your non-negotiables.
And everybody has them, so don't say you don't. So let's kick some out. Let's start with you, B.
Damn, why y'all gotta start with me every time?
I like you, that's why.
Just the order of things.
Non-negotiables.
And you don't have to think too hard. Just say it. Keep it moving.
Everybody got one. Come on now.
You gotta be able to dress.
That's your non-negotiable?
Yeah, if you can't
you dress. You a surface level.
Oh, I do got fuck. One. So what?
I do got one.
If you can't dress, I can't fuck with you because you ain't about to be shaming me about, you know what I'm saying, when I get around my people.
What if you can buy her clothes and
I'm not
dress?
Buying your clothes at first.
You ain't no stylist.
You could take her shopping with her car.
That's what women want to do to men.
I don't do
well,
that.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I have done it.
They want to make their new nigga look like they old nigga.
No, we just discussed.
Yeah.
That's how they do their kids, too.
We just discussed
that. They want Lil Raekwon to look like their daddy Shaquem that left them as a single parent. Not Lil Shaquem walking around with a fake chain on and fucking Amiri Jean.
Looking like he 40.
And then you say, hey, little man, how old you is? He said, roar. Now he dumb as a fucking rock. But you look like that
shut
nigga
up.
That left for the hole.
Shut up. Shut up, Kane.
I just give you the facts, man.
B, they got to be able to dress.
Yeah,
got
you
it.
Gotta, you
got to
be fly because I'm regular, so you got to be fly. All
okay, right.
That's his.
So they got to outshine you.
Not outshine. No.
You said they got to be
they
gotta fly because you regular.
They got to balance it out. They got to balance it out.
Yeah, I ain't saying you going to outshine me now. You know what I'm saying?
You but said you gonna be, they got to be fly.
I said be fly.
Okay, I ain't mad at it. Okay,
yeah,
a little bit though.
Shine me,
no bum bitch.
Whoa! You act like that's hard to do.
It's very hard to do.
It's very hard to do.
I ain't got to do a show up. That's it. Goddamn.
He got that smooth butter skin. That's why he say that. Hey, ladies, go ahead.
So mine is a 3-in-1.
It's
you know,
a 3-in-1.
You may think this is a given, but it's not. Non-negotiable. You gotta have a place to stay, a car, and a job. I feel like all three of those go into one.
Those the basic.
I'm not mad at
you,
that.
But it's not, yeah, though. Think, it's
I,
not.
But
No, I'm just saying, yeah, like she said.
It is basic. I agree
lately
with
Kane. I be seeing more and more that a lot of people don't have that and shit.
So. Yeah, yeah. And to be honest with you, Kane is right. That's stuff they're supposed to have, but a lot of people don't. Like,
What if they, like, you know, saving up to get their house or something?
As long as you got a plan, yeah.
Yeah, as long as you have a plan. And let me just say this.
Most of them don't.
I only require that because I have that. Like, don't be out here requiring that and you don't even have it yourself.
Yeah, like, if you stay with your mama, shut up.
Yeah, you can't be requesting a nigga that got his own place.
If you can't be requesting a car if your parents gave you that car. That's the only reason why you had a car.
A woman can, though.
No, they can't.
If a man allow it.
No, well, if a man allows it. If y'all allow that, cool. But no.
Nah, because guess what? Y'all going to tell us.
I tell my nephews and all of them the same.
Y'all saving up for y'all boutique.
No, let me say something.
Y'all in y'all ninth year undergrad, no, and you had to take two semesters off because your granny was sick.
No. I have nephews that are almost as old as like 20, 21, 22. And when their aunts and their moms talk to them, we talk to them exactly how I'm talking to y'all right now. I tell them, no, if she don't have it, that's not your job to supply it. It is not your job to take care of someone's grown child.
Right.
If she don't have a car, it is not your job to make sure she has a car. If she doesn't have a job, it is not your job to make sure that she has money.
But you said she had a hand-me-down car.
Well, some of them do. And then they'll be like, the alternator's broke on it. Oh, that ain't your job. That is not your job to fix that car. If you just started dating her, it is her job. I don't ask no man to do nothing for me. Why? Because if he's not there, you have to do it anyway. Yep. So why are you asking for stuff that your money should be supplying? Your alternator wasn't just broken down yesterday. Or if it did, why don't you have money saved up for it? So, like, being a responsible adult.
I hope you're that same way when y'all get together and it come to bills.
No, I am. Okay. I pay half the bills. That ain't got no problem.
You ain't
got
to pay half, but help a nigga out. You
yeah, I'm the same way. Like, everything I'm saying, I done. So mm-hmm. that's how I know. And that's why I tell my nephews and my cousins, my older cousins that are turning 20 and 21, 22 too. Mm-hmm. Like, don't do that. Don't take care of nobody. Yeah, you want to take her out on a date? That's fine. Mm-hmm. You want to buy her something as a gift or an anniversary present? That's cool. Mm-hmm. But it's not your job to supply for her. You are not her mama. You're not her daddy.
Yeah, and you know, on our podcast, we are for both sides. This doesn't just apply to women. We would tell men, don't date a woman who don't have her own shit either.
What about transvestites?
Them too.
Yeah, okay. If you had the
whole LGBTQIA.
Y'all can't be binary.
No, we're not.
But my thing is, you're an adult. You should come with your own stuff. You should come with your own stuff.
I do. Exactly. I do. A lot of
it. I know it's like a thing now where people are saying, oh, I stay with my mama because I got to afford this. I stay with my dad because I'm trying to do this. Mm-hmm. But as an adult, no adult wants it. Can you want to stay with your mama?
Shit, now that's how life been played out. Hell yeah.
No, but I'm saying like, I'm saying, do you want to stay with your mom? Have your mom in all your business, like right now.
Man, listen, I work, so if I want to fuck, I get a room.
Okay.
Think about it. At 18, we all wanted to leave so we can have sex. That's really why we wanted to leave the house.
No, that's not.
Shit, that's why I left.
Yeah, that's why we all left. Don't tell me I'm coming in too late.
No, I'm lying. I left because I wanted a motorcycle.
Well, yeah, but we all had shit that we wanted, which a lot of it was sexual.
I wanted
sexual.
An independent life.
That sex is part of that. No, you know what I'm saying? Oh, so you can have sex at your parents' house when you live there?
No, but no, she could have got a room, like you said.
At 18?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, you must have been trapping hard.
No, I mean, but I dated older men.
Yeah, we date older.
So
why you can't get your own room?
Yeah,
we do get our room. Saying, but you can get your own room at 18. You can. Yeah.
So 17 to 18, you was dating 26, 25
year old men. I was 18 before I grew.
What I'm saying is, and I'm pretty sure that guy was already grown.
Yeah, he was.
So and you were dealing with him before 18, probably.
Yeah, I was. My parents have really chewed me out for that.
That's what I'm saying. But the point I'm making
is, his ass to jail.
Exactly.
They didn't know who it was. I wouldn't tell them.
Yeah. So she's a Robert supporter then.
No, I'm not. I lied about my age. That's not on him.
That's even worse. Emmett Till.
I was 18. I was about to turn 18.
Emmett Till. That boy's got high, boy.
I was about to turn 18. Okay. It was like 2 months from turning 18.
And at that age,
your name went from Aaliyah to Aaliyah. Ooh,
that's my twin sister name. Don't do that.
Yeah, and R. Kelly was married to her.
Shut up.
And she was.
Late.
No, that she was 13. Come on now. I was 17. I was about to turn 18 in like 2-3 months. It was like
the high school term.
It was in summer, and my birthday is in September. I was 17.
I said how old he was.
He was 25.
Fuck.
He kind of ran.
So okay, when y'all was teenagers, y'all ain't date older women.
No, because we wanted to date the girls that was our age that was dating older niggas.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I can't help you with that.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to have me with that. The county sheriff is supposed to help us with that.
But I ain't gonna lie, I'm young. I was young and stupid, and so I just
Why he was getting the room. He couldn't come chill with you at your house at 25.
Why he had to get the room. He had his own apartment. So
somebody else was live there if y'all getting the room.
No. I said I could have at 18. I could have. You said you could live with your mom at 18 instead.
Well,
of
I hope at 25 he had an apartment. Man, shit,
he did. Fuck.
You that was a badge of honor. Like he accomplished something.
No, I just said he had an apartment.
At 25.
It is niggas 40 don't have their own shit. That's why I said
I didn't make it seem like it was a badge of honor, did I?
Kind
of.
Yeah.
Oh my it bad. Is. I'm sorry.
It ain't no badge. I'm still waiting to give my what them shits called.
Non-negotiables. I'm sorry, we forgot all about you. Go ahead.
Moving along.
And we just doing one, right?
Yeah, you do one.
Oh, feet.
Feet.
Damn, Marcus.
Marcus.
What about feet?
Marcus, you got to have pretty feet. I can't stand a motherfucker with fucked up feet.
I think that's attractive that he pays attention to it.
I love feet, so I'm cool with that.
Yeah, and like I like when we in the bed. I want to rub my feet against your feet. You know what I'm saying? I want to rub my feet up your calf muscle and all that.
So
and
when we was same. On Eggs, Grits, and Ignorance, when I said it, he gets it. It's a sexy thing.
It's a thing.
You know what I'm saying? But, you pull the motherfuckers out and they crossing over each other and they got corns on the pinky.
Pictures just came out today of
Taraji and Mary J. Blige on a boat in Italy celebrate Taraji's birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw it this morning. Every picture of Mary J. Blige, I zoomed in her feet. That left pinky toe looked like the top of this damn water bottle cap, man. And as bad as she been all this time, now she done went to a four for me.
Wow.
Because it's two things, and this is my other second.
Some people had a little teeny.
She got a corn?
Oh, yeah, big one, too.
Ooh, like, she can get a
non-negotiable one. That's what I'm saying.
She got that much money.
That's what I'm saying. If LeBron ain't went ball yet, you motherfuckers fucked up.
No, LeBron went ball.
Yeah, but he fixed it. Well, no, somewhere. The point I'm making is, it's two things. You could be a dime.
No, but you,
if them feet fucked up or you smoke a Newport, you done went from a 10 to a 40.
That's fair. That's what he likes.
But I'm not going to lie.
He looking at my feet, but I'm good.
I looked at mine too.
I ain't mad.
Oh, yeah. I done looked at both of y'all.
I just got that pedicure.
I looked at yours on Facebook plenty of time.
Really?
Boy, yeah.
There was one time my feet looked like they were throwing up gang signs. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to take that picture down so bad.
Oh, I'm glad that I would have screenshot that and brought it to the next recording.
No, I took it down. I said, oh, my God. Why didn't someone tell me my foot was out like that? Yeah, I had put on Vaseline because I didn't have lotion. And you know it slide. And I was like, oh, snap. But anyway, I ain't mad at it.
So what happened when women got to get a fake big toenail? Why they do that?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
No, to be honest with you, it could be that they wanted all their toes to look longer. Mm-hmm. Or it could be that they have like
a little mountain tip, because that what I got on my pinky. It got the little mountain
top. You got a fake pinky toenail?
No, it got the little mountain top.
It's like where grow it curves.
It's just a little peep. No, it just grow up. Yeah, it just
little. That too, but like there's one that curves, so they get it.
Oh, see, I don't got none of that.
Yeah. So it curves down or it curves up. That's basically what you're saying.
I mean,
right?
But you
No, it goes straight up.
It goes straight up.
Yeah. And it looked like the top of a mountain.
Oh, wow.
Don't fault her for getting fake toenails. She's trying. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, she's trying.
She vain.
I want to know the reason behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like, does that mean the big toenail don't grow? Does that mean?
Oh, you say on the big toe?
Yeah, on the big toe. Like when women like post age, this got that shit done. I be looking, and sometimes that big toe be looking like a big rectangle. Like it come past the shit. It perfectly squared. I'm like, that can't be her toenail.
Oh, that's a style. They like it like that.
They like it like
mm-hmm.
that.
I just didn't know if that's like I said, a style thing, or if it's because they big toenail don't grow, or is it
Is
it dead?
All of the above.
Oh, you mean like they get a fake like on the
clear
hand?
Yeah.
Oh, that just.
Yeah, all of the above. But I've gotten it one time and I didn't like it because I didn't like how it felt on my sheets.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I'm sure.
But anyway, my non-negotiable is anyone that lied to me. Like, I'm a real person. I'm honest with you. So be honest with me, because that's the quickest way.
Can we get a round of applause for that, sir?
For not lying.
He don't never give me a round of applause.
I ain't giving nobody a round of applause.
I don't know, man.
As I
get older, I'm getting more 50-50 about this whole lying thing.
No. I'm talking about not like, okay, if I ask you, hey, Kane, this make me look fat. I'm expecting you to lie. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm expecting you to tell me, nah, like, you look nice. And then be like, this bitch look bloated as hell. Like, she bloated. She knows she bloated. She shouldn't have wore that today. But I expect you to lie. Like, now on
so
lines like,
can't be your non-negotiable.
This is why men.
No. White
facts. Okay. You can't say that was your non-negotiable.
Okay, so let me put it this way: when you lie, what I mean by lying is not a white
she
lie.
Got her own
not
definition
not
of
like
lying.
A white lie. Like a white lie would be like, "B, that hat looks real nice on you today." Even though I could care less about the hat. That's a lie.
You know, that don't mean it don't look nice.
In my opinion,
that's her opinion.
Then that's not a lie. That's her opinion.
There you go. So if I ask you, if I ask you where you was at last night, and mm-hmm. you say, "Oh, I was with my homeboys," mm-hmm. but you was actually with a homegirl,
mm-hmm.
that's a lie.
That's a big lie.
All right. So how would you respond to the truth to that same question?
To be honest with you, I would have respected you more for it.
Yeah.
No, I'm so serious. I've actually forgiven a lot of exes that just told me the truth versus the one that lied to me. I remember I had an ex that lied to me dead in my face, and I didn't talk to him.
Wait, how did you find out?
Because I already knew.
So he done lied, truth by omission to begin with. So it started off with a lie.
No. Because
why you had to question him about it.
No, I didn't question him. Mm-hmm. I went over to the house because we used to spend nights with each other.
Mm-hmm.
He lied out of guilt. Because he was like, oh, did you have fun with your friend the other day? I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, it was pretty chill. He's like, yeah, I just spent the whole night chilling. Didn't know that I had got drunk. And when I get drunk, I want some. I had went to the house and another chick car was there. He didn't know that to this day.
So you popped up.
I didn't knock on the door.
But you went over there.
I did.
That's your fault.
No, but that was normal. We were dating. I could pop up at his. He could pop up at mine.
No, you text me.
No. Because he ain't never text me.
I might got some business going on or something. Text me.
Nope, that was normal for us. So when I showed up and there was another girl car in the driveway, I just drove off.
You should have knocked on the door. Michael got a threesome popping.
Nope. I just drove off.
You ain't into that either?
Mm-mm.
Fuck. You got all these damn non-negotiables. Ain't want to have a threesome?
Wait a minute. Hold up. I have one non-negotiable, and I didn't say.
But yours is a halfway non-negotiable.
It's not a halfway.
Because you just expect niggas to lie. You say, I expect it to lie, but don't lie to me.
I didn't say that. But if I am bloated, don't tell me I look fat in that shirt.
I'm going to tell you. I'm saying, girl, you look thick. I'm saying, you look thick today, girl. You take it how you want to. Because I'm going to clap your cheeks anyway. And then since you bloated, you might fart on them.
What? Okay,
so you gonna tell me I'm bloated in the shirt?
In the shirt?
Yeah, if I'm wearing a shirt, I'm like, oh, do I need to wear this shirt? Do I look bloated? I'm fat.
I'll probably say something like, where the one you wore last week?
Mm-hmm. Do you know?
Look, now, would you be mad if you said that?
No.
Okay.
I'll say something like, yeah, that one look good, but that one you wore when we went to blah, 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 that shit look better.
The t-shirt that's covering up a little bit more that day?
Hey, you know. Take it how you want. And it might got some slits on the side. So I still make you feel a little sexy. But that one that you asked me about, not today. Probably try it next week after, you know.
After my bloating went down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Stomach ain't as puffy.
Yeah, I mean, mine puffy. You know what I mean? I don't mind. But if you didn't ask my opinion, we'll step out where we stepped out at looking fly as fuck together. But if you gonna ask my opinion, I'm gonna tell you, hey, you remember that one you had? We went to your granny 60th surprise party? Put that one on.
So you basically telling me.
What you trying to say?
Nah, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to just be like, well, he think I'm bloated.
Yeah, she should know that because she expected me to lie already.
Right. I'll be like, am I bloated?
I'm giving you what you want without giving it to you.
Right. Hey, I ain't mad at you. I respect
you. So when I come out in my Lacoste boxer briefs and I say, hey, babe, I'm looking, is like my print going to show in my pants?
Can I wear these out? How short are they?
Who's your daddy?
No, I said boxer briefs, not shorts.
Oh, I got too excited.
So, like, I done had situations where, like, when I wear certain, like, shorts or jogger pants, the person I deal with be like, nah, you ain't wearing them. And I be like, why? But then you wear a shirt with your nipples hard showing.
See, I don't know, because I don't care about the whole gray sweatpants thing. You can wear them. I don't care about that.
I got put in that page one time when it was popping on Facebook.
Congratulations.
That's how I felt, too. Like, a nigga done made it.
I'm not going to lie.
I like free promotion.
Uh-uh.
What, you ain't going to let your man wear gray sweatpants?
I'm not going to let him wear them out.
He can wear whatever. Like,
to be honest with you, like, if he got a small one, probably. But if it's big, heck no. You go
so, you want everybody to know you deal with a nigga with a small dick?
I mean, I don't anymore. But I'm just saying, like.
But I'm saying, would you rather them to know that?
I'm saying, like, past version of me with the dude that I was in a relationship with that had a small one, I didn't care what he wore. But the one that had a big one, oh, no, you got to change, sir.
Well, why?
You ain't going about it, don't want it?
Because women just, have you ever been in a relationship with somebody and then they all just come out the woodworks and try to talk to them and stuff like that? So it's worse even when they see that. They be like, oh, my God. Because they be, most of the time, they be with dudes that have a small one. And they be in the group chats lying to them. Oh, my man, blessed. He got a horse.
Let me
sweetheart,
tell you something.
No, he don't.
A lot of these women don't like you to touch their kidneys now. A lot of them don't like it.
I mean, I guess it depends on who you are and what you can handle, I guess.
Listen, if you liked the gray sweatpants before you booed him up, you still got to let him wear it afterwards. That's like when we have on a sexy dress online and the nigga is just all over us.
If he told me to change, he might not leave the house. I might be that turned on. I'd be like, well, shoot,
we're staying
in.
Yeah, that's
different. But that's when we go out.
Why my gray sweatpants ain't turning you on?
They turn me on, but you're not leaving out the house with them.
But see, that's like a dude. The plunge dress, the sexy see-through dress was sexy before we got together. But now that we together, you want me to wear a poncho? It's not happening.
Yeah, that's what you had on the bar when I saw you that night. That what made me want you.
Exactly.
What made me want you. And now you telling me that I can't go out. I can't go out with my damn slong showing?
All right, here we go. I'm going to solve this real quick. Take your butt back in there and change.
Nah, matter of fact, you come in here real quick and take them off.
Kay would say something like that.
B, what's your non-negotiable?
One more time. You got another one?
No.
That's it?
Yeah.
You do.
Just clothes?
Nah, it ain't just dressing.
He lying.
Are you really going to sit here and say you can dress anything up and you good with that?
Yep.
A hippopotamus.
She got to be fly.
A hippopotamus.
She.
You ever seen a fly hippopotamus?
Yep.
No, you haven't.
Lizzo.
Lizzo?
Lizzo ain't fly?
She. Oh, hold on. Ooh.
Why? Because she could be wearing nice stuff.
She's a big girl, but she's nice and she looks very nice.
Because she's shaped like an offensive guard.
Yeah, but you say she could, what if she could dress? That's all your non-negotiable.
Yeah, that's all your non-negotiable.
No, I said she got to be fly.
You ain't
she
could
be
shape.
Fly.
Huh?
Missy ain't used to be shape? Fly?
Who?
Missy. When she was big.
No, she wasn't.
Super duper fly.
She was super duper fly.
No, she was not.
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah never was. Queen Latifah shade different too.
I'm just asking.
Okay, being fly does not automatically include being in shape.
No, I said fly. To me, my fly is different from your fly.
You right. Okay. But we naming bigger girls, and you like, no.
Why y'all gotta shoot down my non-negotiable?
I'm sorry. He right. Lakes, okay. Non-negotiable.
Y'all taking up for the big girls. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Grooming? You gotta look good. I'm sorry. I know y'all all personality. Listen, personality didn't make me look across the room. Personality didn't make me be like, damn. I feel like that comes later, and people want to lie and say, no, personality is everything. No, attraction is first.
I agree.
So you got to have, you know.
So that whole shit you said earlier about.
Go ahead. Bring it on.
Earlier you said, like, looks didn't matter and all that shit.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did, when we were talking about what was the first question that was asked?
Does a man have to love a woman more?
Yeah, and you was like, yeah, looks don't matter. Da, 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 da.
When did I say that?
You did. Hey. And I remember because you went right before me.
Kane over there, I don't remember that.
I got the mind of a steel trap.
You remember that, Meeks?
Because I would never.
I don't remember my own non-negotiable, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this ain't even the non-negotiable. This one we were talking about, you know, if a man got to be able to love a woman more for it to work. And she was like, yeah, because, you know, looks don't matter and this don't matter. He don't got to have it. It's about to. Now you saying attraction is first. So I just, you know.
I don't recall, but attraction is deeper than.
I don't know looks. Ricardo either, but I'll tell you what you said earlier.
Ricardo. She said, I don't recall.
I said, I don't recall.
Hey. This nigga.
No one's talking about Ricardo.
So he's trying to check me.
He speaks Spanish when he came in here today, y'all. He's still in the mood for it, I guess.
I had a long night last night.
Okay.
But it's deep. Attraction is deeper than looks. That's why I said grooming. What? It's all
attraction
one.
Is deeper than looks. So back to being fly.
I mean, that's a part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I win again.
Fact.
Yeah, shut up, girl.
Whatever.
Go ahead, Kane. Go ahead.
My first one was the feet. Mm-hmm. The second one was smoking. Because I be on social media seeing a lot of fine chicks and I see their lips be fucking brown, purple. Almost black, purple. Yeah, that shit don't be cute to me. My third one would be non-negotiable, would have to be, and I don't want to make this a physical, so I'm gonna say ambition. And by ambition I mean like you can't sit here and tell me you've been working on your online boutique or your lip gloss or your real estate license for the last 7 years and you ain't got like no end goal. Cause I can't do that as a man. I can't tell you I've been working on the same plan for 7 years. Cause as a man, you can say I'm a deadbeat or I'm a bum. So you don't gotta be rich, but just have like some type of plan.
Hey, and you know what? To be honest with you, Kane, that kind of go into what we said earlier when I said I tell my nephews not to do that. Mm-hmm. He was like, well, no, men can't do that. But yeah. Men can. You can have standards and stick by them. You don't have to deal with the bum bitch.
Yeah, you don't.
We don't have to deal with a bum nigga.
Mm-hmm.
That don't make a person a bum, though.
What?
No, I'm not saying he's saying they're a bum from having goals and it taking them 7 years. I'm just saying it's okay for him to have that standard. Like, hey, you can't be in the same spot.
But at 22, 21, at your nephew's age, I don't agree. At 30, 31, yeah, life a little different.
No, but I'm just saying, like, because, okay, at 22, 21,
mm-hmm.
most of the time those girls have 22, 21 mindsets, right? So most of the time it's just,
I thought they said women mature faster than men mentally.
Yeah, we do, but I'm 28, right? I'm about to be 28.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember the stuff that I was thinking about at 22. Mm-hmm. And even though, yeah, we may mature.
Of course, it was 2 years ago.
Fact.
Shut up, stupid.
I'm going to delete that.
No, you're not. Keep that in there.
You'll be suspended.
That was just an Obama administration ago.
Shut up, B. Anyway, no, but like, I remember the stuff I was thinking about at 22. And most of the time, women at that age are thinking about either going off and partying and having college life, or they're thinking about being independent, or they're thinking about basically having a family, starting a family, getting married. Some in Chesterfield, most of them are. So,
South Carolina.
So, with that being said.
Yeah, because they're having sex with grown men at 13.
So not 13, so I said 17. Don't be putting
I'm saying
me
what my granny
age.
Did.
Okay. I'm sorry, I can't help you with your granny.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was out there.
But kid you not, like, what I'm saying is their goals is not the same as ours. So, like, with me and Lakes, our goals may be trying to run up some stacks. Like, we're actually trying to find ways to make, you know, passive income. Versus her, she's just trying to find ways to go to Myrtle Beach or to go to Vegas, right, or to go. Yeah. And so with that being said, I do tell my nephews and them the same thing. I'm like, you don't have to do that stuff for them. If they mm-hmm. don't have the money to go, they don't need to go. Right. And most of the time I see dudes waste their money on heifers that can't even afford stuff like that. Right. You mm-hmm. can't even afford to go. But yet you taking her? No. Tell her to stay home.
That what y'all call applying pressure.
No, that is not applying pressure to me. Me, you look stupid. If I see, like, can
you
I'm
gonna
not,
go?
No, I mean, because I can afford to go.
No, I'm saying, if he came to you and said, I'm gonna take you to Vegas, you gonna go.
Yeah, because I can afford to go. But when I couldn't afford to go, I didn't go.
Because right. You never know.
No, because you never know. You never know. I'm serious. I'm so serious. I never win.
Take a shot, man.
If a dude wanted to take you to first class to Dubai or something like that, you wouldn't go?
No. And I was talking about, okay, because if I don't do what he wants me to do over there, he can leave me there.
If
I don't have sex with him, he can leave me there.
And now she's stranded.
So getting flued out don't mean y'all have sex?
That's happened to girls.
No.
Girls that
why
went.
Not?
No, but I'm serious. It does happen. But they giving up ass. Because, or if they
didn't. What wrong with that?
No, but the thing is, if you're a girl that didn't, and you don't want to, there's a part of
then
them
why you
that
came?
Can say, I can leave
you. Then why you came?
Because exactly. You can always change your mind, though.
I mean, it's shit. I mean, it's women that done, Nate, I'm in a bind.
She chose to do that, though.
Yeah, but she wasn't attracted to Nate, but she needed something. But you need to get home.
I ain't even talking about on that, but like if it was like a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
No, but my thing is, I've actually said no to a man that had a lot of money. He had a lot of money, and he came down here. He had real estate properties in South Carolina. He lived in Atlanta. He worked for a corporation.
Now she flexing, B.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, he basically was like, okay, whatever. But he literally was like, I got the studio apartment, meaning he probably got a wife. I got the studio apartment.
I'll take care of you, yep, pay the bills.
There you go. You heard it before.
But as soon as
they get tired of you, they discard of you. Yep. So
what's
if you're
wrong with that?
No, but if that's if you want to be that type of woman, do it. Cool. But
at 22, you should be cool with that.
No, mm-hmm. I wasn't cool with that. I wanted to be independent. I don't want no one's money to define me.
You could take that and live in that city and then build your own shit.
Most of the time, when you're that young and money is given to you that quick, you waste it.
Yeah.
Then you can waste his money and still stack your own money. No,
but most of the time, B, if you're that young and someone's giving you that much money and you waste it, what makes you think you're going to save your own? You don't even know the value of money at that
time. You
don't
have that claim you was a mature 22-year-old.
I said that, so I didn't go. I built my own.
Yeah, y'all.
And I can go on trips now that I can afford. And don't have to worry about having sex with someone when I get there.
You wouldn't go on no
trip.
You wouldn't go on no trip that you felt like you couldn't afford.
No, I wouldn't. I said no. And I mean that.
Okay. And you gotta not put ages on stuff. Because just like you said, 30s is different. No, I am 31. I thought by now I would be married with kids, all of that. Because that's what society says, right?
My grandma just said, you don't get paid to thought.
I don't have no interest in that. So it's like the older you get, your mind can change.
Yeah, but your mind at 22 you don't got time to change because you fresh out there. But at 31, your mind has done changed because you done saw some shit, you done evolved, you done been through situationships, relationships, whatever. Yeah, but at 22, you don't know if the glass half empty or half full. You going off what you was told at 14. 14, you supposed to get that white house and marriage with the kids and the white fence. Mm-hmm. And at 22, you probably still had that mindset.
Yeah.
And at 14, they're telling you your husband's supposed to provide and protect. So at 22, you're looking for a provider and a protector. So when that provider and protector tell you, I got a studio apartment because he's probably married, but I'm going to put you in there. It's got a gated entrance with a security guard down front. And I'm going to leave you, I'm going to give you $300 every month for you to, go shopping, whatever. At 22 years old, you thinking that's what you was told about at 14, but it's just not yours. But now at 31, you look back and be like, damn, that nigga really got off on me.
I mean, to be honest with you, yeah, I could see where some people would think that. But me, at 18, I didn't want to be taken care of by nobody.
Same. I was offered all that at 24. No.
So are we going off 18, 22, or 24?
We going after all them ages since you ain't answering.
You bought them age. I ain't bought them age.
But no, actually, you did. You said 22. And I said, I'm 28
right
now.
I said, when your nephews was 22.
Yeah, you bought up your nephews at 22.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I tell them not to do that stuff for women. Because, like, if she can't afford to go, she don't need to go. That's what I said.
Right.
Mm, because at that age,
and then they're going to get called broke
age,
boys and they ain't applying pressure by the status quo woman.
And to be honest
woman.
With you, I've been called broke and I can afford the stuff because I don't do what every other girl do and I don't care. And I told them not to care either.
But I don't think that's good advice for your nephews, though.
Oh, shit.
Because it might be a restaurant that woman might not be able to afford.
No, I'm not talking about a restaurant.
No, but just anything in general, though. She might not be able to afford it and he might want to, introduce her to some stuff she not used to or some stuff she can't she can't do. And if he want to do that, let him do it.
He can, but she's saying he's not required to.
Yeah, that's what I'm
just
saying.
Just because, like, she's a woman.
And I said he don't have to take her on a trip if she can't afford to go, because more than likely, when they go on that trip, she's expecting certain things that she can't even afford. I remember.
What you mean expecting certain things?
Like, I remember one came back and was complaining to me and was like, oh, she wanted to go to Lenox and all this other stuff. And I'm like, she don't even have Lenox money. She don't even have that Fifth Avenue money. What are you talking about?
Yeah, because she wanted to take pictures on social media.
She wanted something out of it. She wanted to
mall,
take,
Square Mall.
I mean, not. I mean, she wanted to go to the mall and get stuff she couldn't afford and stuff he couldn't afford. Yeah, in Atlanta.
Yeah,
Atlanta. Yeah, she wanted to use him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then of course she gonna go to social media and say she could find a nigga that will. That's what I'm saying. It's lose lose for a guy that age to tell.
But
them.
My thing is, like, you don't have to do that.
You
like
don't.
I tell my nephews all the time, you don't have to do that. If you want to take her out to dinner, cool.
Listen, when an attractive woman. She has plethora of men trying to appease her.
So you pay for it?
I'm telling you, it's not the same for men. Men don't have the woman that they want at their heels wanting their attention. But it's a lot of women with niggas that they probably like that's trying to get their attention. So therefore, if you get the chance to impress this female in your nephew's sense, trying to impress a certain female that he probably been in her inbox for damn 6 months or been trying to get at for a while, and that's what she want. Telling him not to do that is that just kicking him out of the box, because it's a 29-year-old that willing to deal with that 21-year-old that gonna take her to Lenox and buy her them damn $300 Gucci slippers or buy her the damn that $1,800 purse because he's scamming or whatever the fuck he may be doing. You know what I'm saying? So
you're telling him to compete with someone?
No, I don't know. Hell no, I ain't saying don't compete, but I'm saying we gotta be realistic with it, because that's who he want. It's different when the ratio is 1-10 and 10-1. You know what I'm saying? That one female got 10 niggas that's willing to, out of that 10, 8 willing to do that. When it comes to men, you shit. Ain't too many women willing to appease what the fuck we want that we want. Now it'll be a 300-pound linebacker that can goddamn spoil the fuck out of us, but that ain't who you want. We want the one on Instagram everybody else want. You know what I'm saying? So we got to damn go to extra level because it's a competition. Because there's 9 niggas out there that scamming, selling dope, play professional ball. And here you was working a 9-to-5. You're going to tell me you want to go to Lenox. So now I'm trying to figure out how can I get approved for this Navy Federal credit card for $10,000 for a weekend. Just so I can even stay in the bidding.
Oh, Lord. So you really going to go through all that?
No, I'm just saying what realistically how it is for men that's trying to date high-class quality women. And we think women high quality initially off attraction. Damn, that bitch bad. Damn, she got a fat ass. But she got 9,000 likes on that picture on Instagram. So now we done jumped in the damn pool with the other 9 sharks that trying to get her. But we don't know. We a fucking minnow compared to the shark, because he played pro ball at the damn Atlanta Falcons. This nigga live in New York, but he's scamming. But fly down here every week. This nigga getting 1,000 pounds sent from California every other week. And we trying to compete. And we working 9-to-5.
Well, Kane, we enjoyed having you.
I appreciate y'all having me, man.
Thank
y'all,
you for coming.
Y'all laid it on me.
Oh, wow.
We also got to thank you too. Be easy for returning.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Hey man, hey, when y'all gonna come to the Candace Abel podcast?
I don't know. We might slide through next week.
Yeah, we'll roll over.
Since you came and got late, we might slide through. You know.
Let me return the favor.
But hey, B, real quick, tell the people where they can find you at.
You can find me on social media, Preacher_VP, and you can find me every Monday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Hey, and Kane.
Man, catch me every Wednesday at the Kane is Able podcast, where we talk about all the shit everybody else scared to talk about. I know everybody else is rated PG-13, but I'm rated R. Other than that, on Facebook, Hennessy Black, Instagram, _HennessyBlack with 2 C's.
And as you can tell, he's rated R, because he made our show very rated R today. Yes. So I'm going to put this one with
bitch,
a disclaimer.
Yes.
I'm going to put this disclaimer.
Yes,
there's going to be a disclaimer on this one.
Because what?
Because
yeah, no.
Yeah, because Kane is able, honey. Anyway, always good to return to your roots. Now, if you want to reach me or Lakes, you can reach us on Just Got Laid Podcast, Facebook, and Instagram. We have a number, and we would like for you to text us, sweet. Talk us if you would like, 803-298-8884 and Gmail, justgotlaid@gmail.com.
And as always, we appreciate you guys tuning in.
And Kane. And B.
Don't hide that pussy. Divide that pussy.
You just got laid.